With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's a wave of trade uncertainty following the Supreme Court's striking down of President Trump's global tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In response to last week's high court decision and the president's threat of new tariffs, India has delayed plans to send a trade delegation to Washington this week. The tariffs ruling also adds a wrinkle to already complicated U.S.-China relations ahead of Donald Trump's visit to China at the end of next month. And the European Commission is demanding that the U.S. honor a trade pact that was signed last year. Greg Clugston reporting.
A major blow against the illegal drug trade south of the U.S. border.
The Mexican army says it has killed the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel in the military operation. On Sunday, troops targeted the man known as El Mencho in the western state of Jalisco. The operation set off hours of roadblocks and burning vehicles in Jalisco and other states. Officials say cartels often use these tactics to slow down or block military moves.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The Trump administration designated the cartel as a foreign terrorist organization last year. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Kadima says the Northeast is experiencing severe winter weather.
It's a really powerful storm system that's off the middle Atlantic coast right now. It's heading northeast. We'll be passing south of New England. And the intensity of the storm is pretty impressive, so it's producing bands of heavy snow to the north across the region.
A rough day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 821 points, the NASDAQ dropping 258, with the S&P 500 index lower by 71, oil at $66.48 a barrel. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers pass a bathroom bill, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
A hopeful sign in a war-torn Balkan nation, Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarked peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent coincide. Kosovo is more than 90% Muslim and is still reeling from a war in 1998. This is SRN News. American oil and gas companies get a hearing before the Supreme Court.
The companies are trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars in damage the plaintiffs blame on climate change. The conservative majority court took up the case Monday. The companies appealed to the Supreme Court after Colorado's highest court allowed a lawsuit from Boulder to move ahead. The companies say the lawsuits present a serious threat to the industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Panama has ordered the occupation of two key ports at the ends of the Panama Canal. It comes after the country's top court ruled that the operator's contract is unconstitutional. The government on Monday ordered the Panama Maritime Authority to occupy the Balboa and Cristobal terminals. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.